We will go ahead and begin our post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by Adam Stevens, our race-winning crew chief. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
What does three in a row mean to the team?
I'm not sure. Still sinking in. It got a little crazy there those last few laps. I wasn't looking forward to that last restart, but it's hard to do. It's really hard to do to put yourself in position to win three races in this day and age. You know, and if you think about it too, we were in position to win the Daytona 500, leading that outside lane with four or five laps to go when we got turned. But so we've had four races this year. We've put ourselves in position in all four and managed to win three, which is a pretty remarkable batting average and something that will be hard to maintain, I believe.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start right over here to the left.
First of all, congratulations. Prime tire, option tire, no tires at this point. What is it about Phoenix that you guys are so why is Phoenix so successful for you as a team, and what has made Christopher Bell into the driver that he is at this track?
I think what you see if you look back is he's extremely good everywhere we go, but the short tracks he's got just a little bit of something, and I think he's so good at micromanaging his line and finding that little bit of grip and willing to move around and change things, and the ability to adapt. And I'm saying adapt lap to lap and adapt as the race goes. If we see something with another team's driving style, we can relay it to him and he can instantly duplicate it. And these short tracks have a way of changing quite a bit. You saw the groove move around, especially as the tires age. He's just got so much talent that eventually I think all the tracks are going to look like this for him, that he can just do it anywhere we go.
We're going to go all the way in the back and then down here to Cooper.
Noah Reed, KSAZ Fox 10. Last season, you guys won the race at New Hampshire and then went on a drought. JGR as a team did not win until Christopher Bell. What does it mean now to start 2025 with three straight wins and kind of silence the doubt?
Well, it means we're working on the right things. But if you paid attention, you know, if you're in this sport, I think you saw a lot of speed out of the 20 team and the other JGR cars on occasion down the stretch. We just weren't able to convert those into wins. Extremely frustrating, and it weighs you down. You know, the chase, we had so many opportunities and did everything we needed to do. It just didn't go our way. And what we've seen this year, three out of four times, it's gone our way. You have to put yourself in position, but, man, you can replay any one of those wins and change one or two things, and it's not you that day, you know. And we were just on the bottom side of that a lot last year after that Loudon win. So this year we're on the other side of it. And it feels good, but what feels better is being in contention and putting yourself in contention and being a factor every week. And if you can do that, it's all about the process and the wins will come.
We'll come right down here and then go over here to your right.
Hey, Adam, Crew Burns, Cronkite News. Did you or Christopher notice any bound shifts between the red and the yellow tires? And if so, how did you kind of manage going back and forth?
Yeah, there's definitely a balance shift, partly because they're quicker and it puts more load on the car. And they're just, it's a different tire. I think we see that it tightens up quite a bit. And we've had the benefit of being on this option tire more than once now. So we kind of have an offset built in that we try to maintain. And I think we're honing in on it. We probably missed it a tiny bit today and could have been a little bit better, especially on that first set of option tires, but the caution came pretty early. I think we only ended up with 21 or two laps on them. And then later in the race when we had them on, we were quite a bit better. So it's a little bit different every time, and every time we run them, we get a little bit smarter.
Eric List, Blaze Radio, and you referenced kind of the chaos of that late race restart. What were you talking with Christopher in the car and telling him, hey, here's kind of what we're thinking?
I stay out of it. You know, I'd remind him to make sure he had his tires clean. We were clear on what we wanted on lane choice as the leader. And after that, it's making sure he has his switches right and leaving it up to him and the spotter. There's nothing I can coach him through in that intense of a battle.
We'll go right next to him.
Andrew Hazlett, Blaze Radio. What does it mean to you to get three consecutive wins on three different racetracks?
I think it just showcases the strength of our driver and the strength of our team. You know, going back to what I said a minute ago of putting yourself in position, we're doing the right things as a company and as a team. We just know what we need. And the biggest part of that is just the continuity throughout our team. You know, we didn't have a single head change. It's all the same guys over the wall, behind the wall, prepping the cars. And just the communication between Bell and I and the team has just gotten a little bit sharper and a little bit clearer every year. And being able to pick up where we left off last year is a big part of that.
We'll come right here to Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Did the high amount of cautions, unusually high for this racetrack, throw off maybe what your original strategy was coming in on tire play?
It did not throw ours off, but I think it opened some opportunities for some other cars. And then the downstream cautions took those opportunities away from them. So it's tough when you only have two sets, and they're clearly faster, right? So it's a game of when to put them on. It's not fun. That's the most miserable part about running two sets of tires on a given weekend is knowing that it's going to come down to an educated guess at some point. And thankfully, again, it went our way. But, man, that's not a good spot being that uncertain and having the stakes be that high.
Do we have any final questions for Adam? All right. Adam, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Adam.
And we're now joined by Coach Joe Gibbs. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic on over to you. Okay, well, I will start, Coach. What does Christopher's three wins in a row mean to the team as well as the organization?
It means a lot to all of us. You know, at our race team, you know, we pride ourselves on everybody working together at the shop. All four teams work together. But this is rare right here. What we're experiencing is something special, and I want to enjoy it. You know, to have a car win three, and then to have Denny there, other two cars, is kind of amazing. When you go to the racetrack, you can win a race and still have two of your cars that you're down, down with what happened. But I just think for us, our sponsor, for instance, Reeser's, was on that car today. I got a chance to call Mark Reeser from the Winner's Circle. And so those kind of things are what our sport's all about. They're more than sponsors, they're partners. I just appreciate them. And obviously you got Toyota is a great partner. It takes a lot to get all this put together. And I'd say right now with the 20 and I think we're experiencing something that's special, and I know I want to enjoy it.
Awesome. Congratulations.
You bet.
We'll go ahead in the middle here to John.
John Haverland, the Circuit Journal. Coach, were you nervous at that last lap, or did you have confidence that they were going to race it out clean? What were you thinking on that last lap?
Nervous isn't probably a good word for it. I was ready to upchuck. One of the things I always worry about when we get two of our cars up there, because that can make for an intense meeting tomorrow at 2:00. I can tell you that. But hey, they raced it out and it looked like it was, you know, nobody took unfair advantage. And so just appreciate that. I think for the last 2 weeks in a row, we've had great finishes to races, with people having a chance to show their skill and yet get it done the right way. So I appreciate that again today.
We'll come over here to Bob in the middle.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. I know the sport has ups and downs, but how does a guy go from not winning 19 races to winning three in a row?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to tell you the truth. I think I don't know. I have an answer for that for sure.
Is he doing anything different these last three than he did the last 19 before that?
No, I think we all kind of watch him and the talent he has. I think it shows up. For instance, he got Atlanta, which is kind of a hybrid but restrictor plate. He got a road race, and then we come here for our intermediate, and he gets it. So I think that says a lot about the talent. Adam and Christopher are a real pair. Adam, obviously, you can tell he has a gift being a crew chief. He's been to the Final Four about 9 times. And so just appreciate them and how hard they work at it.
Do we have any other questions for Coach? All right, we'll go all the way in the back to the left.
Noah Reed, KSAZ Fox 10. Not to get ahead of things, but Christopher does have the opportunity to win 4 races in a row, which is a feat that has only been accomplished by a select few drivers. What would it mean both to you and to the program to join that list?
Well, I think it's what you said. It puts him in an elite class. 3 in a row is a huge deal. So to be able, if we could do that, I know they'll be going there with excitement and thinking, that they have a chance. And I think that's all you can ask in pro sports is a chance to do something great. And they'll have a chance to do that next week. I told them that on pit road today, the pit crew. So right now they're kind of in a rare field of people that have accomplished things. So, hey, it's out there for them, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Any last questions?
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time. Congratulations, Coach.